Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2022. Kind of late, I know. It's what, January 18th or 19th? Anyways, but still, it's still January and it's still a new year. So happy New Year, even if it's late. I hope everybody's having a good New Year, a good 2022. Feels different, doesn't it? Something feels different. I mean, just seeing the billboard, you know, driving downtown, there was a billboard. I think it's down now, but it was like, it said in big numbers, 2022. And it just felt weird. It's like, wow, it's really 2022. That's what year it is. It's crazy. It's not a like sci-fi movie that we're living in. This is real life, you know, just wow. But yeah, I mean, just feels different. Feels like we're moving into a new era of human evolution. It just be, I don't know, something's different in the air. Speaking of something different in the air, you know, there's this volcano, not hurricane. I mean, a hurricane as well that hit Philippines, but there's a volcano that erupted under the ocean near the Kingdom of Tonga. I didn't even know that kind of a place existed before this. So I guess one good thing that's come out of this is now I'm aware that the Kingdom of Tonga exists and that they have a king there who's got his hands full, you know? He's got his hands full at the moment. There's a huge tsunami that hit their islands because of the volcano. And I saw the satellite image of it, just this big mushroom cloud, just like boof. And you could see the impact, like the shockwave that emits, radiates from that mushroom cloud. It's just crazy to see. Wow, so something's definitely going on with this planet. There's that Doomsday Glacier in Antarctica right now. They're saying it's the size of Florida, and like yeah, they're saying that you could actually fit the country of Europe inside of this glacier. That's how big it is, and I don't know, man. It's just crazy. They're saying that if that glacier, they're calling it the Doomsday Glacier because if it's sitting on the shelf where there's cracks, and they're saying that it looks like it's about to hit the ocean. And if it does, it's going to raise the sea levels. I don't even, you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm not a scientist, but I am curious, and I'm just reading about all this stuff and listening to what the news says about it. And I'm just trying to sift through the information, and it just doesn't look good, guys. It doesn't look good, in my opinion. Things, you know, it just, well, maybe it, good or bad is just an opinion, right? The world doesn't care. The world's gonna continue on, even if we do have like a human level extinction. Extinction level event happen to the human race, the world will recover eventually, and the world will move on, this planet. So it's not this planet that we have to worry about so much. It's us, you know, like if this planet becomes inhabitable to us, inhospitable to human life, that's going to be a problem for us, you know, like, yeah, and we're just, you know, like, I mean, I'm in traffic right now. Well, my side is not so much, but I'm looking at traffic on the other side. Oh, man. And that's every day here in Atlanta. And that's just one city. And I heard, like, we were looking it up, like, one of my clients and I, just out of curiosity. There's like 6 million people here in Atlanta. What? I was like, what? I thought we were thinking like 2 million, maybe a million people in Atlanta, because, you know, I just didn't know, and just a million seems like a lot, and, you know, there's like 6 million people living in Atlanta, like, holy cow, and we're all driving cars, and, emitting these gases into the air, into the atmosphere. I mean, but what can we do? You know what I'm saying? I'm work. I drove my truck to work, and now I gotta drive it back home. You know, I can't. I don't have a horse. You know, and if I did have a horse, it would just take so long to get home from here. I just, oh man, I don't know what to do. I mean, yeah, electric cars, but I don't know. It's like, it's not easy unless you're gonna buy it for them. You know, unless you're gonna pay for everybody's electric car. You can't say everybody needs to buy electric cars. You can't tell people what to do because everybody's on a budget. You can't, you just don't know everybody's life circumstances, you know? Like, I don't know, man. Oh, but one thing I tell you, I do feel different now that it's 2022. Maybe it's more to do with the fact that I'm turning 41 next month. I don't know. I'm just done with the bullshit, you know, and I just feel more confident in who I am, what I want to do with my time here, at least what's left of it, and how I want to spend my time. And I want to live more honestly. You know, I want to be able to just say whatever is really on my mind and whatever I really actually feel. Even if I know it's weird and it might creep people out or whatever, you know, fine. I'm done trying to please others so that they will spend time with me or something like that. It's like, no, man, I'm busy. I am super busy and I got a lot of things I want to do. And I gotta make time for all of it, you know. I can't just do everything. I gotta make time, prioritize. So, but that's one thing. I think even though I'm working like 7 days a week, I feel like because I do try to make time, like Tuesday, I got off at 3 and I went fishing. I try to keep my fishing pole in my truck. And whenever I have time, whenever I have a chance, I try to go fishing. But yeah, like I have my archery that I try to do every day, and today would have been perfect because I was on this side of town. But yeah, I try to go to the archery range if I have time. So I think because I incorporate hobbies into my week, into my days, I think that's why I'm able to keep working 7 days a week and not get burnt out because I'm incorporating play, time for my hobbies, things that I do just for the sake of doing it, you know, just because I like to do it. No other reason, you know? And that's very important for our psyche, for our psychological well-being. Otherwise you break, you crack under all the pressure, the stress, you know? So I feel like it's really important for everybody, for all of us, to have some sort of outlet, some sort of way that we, you know, decompress. And a hobby, having a hobby, something that's fun and that you just do, play, like the dolphins, you know? Like, it's so important. It doesn't have to be archery like me or trying to go fishing and going outdoors and stuff like that. Just something that you like to do, whether it's like maybe you wanted to put together model planes or model trains or model cars or you know those little model things. Some people get into it, man. It's like very detailed, very realistic. But yeah, anything. Some people do puzzles. Some people like to do coloring, you know, those coloring books for adults. It's very important, I think. And you might say, like, well, what's the point? You know, it's like, that's the point, that there is no point. You're not doing it to win a prize or get recognition or try to achieve something. You know, it's not about any outcome. You're doing it just for the pure enjoyment of doing it, that activity. And I think, you know, I don't know, it's almost like society makes you feel bad for doing something like that. You know, almost feels like you're not being productive. And if you're not producing, if you're not, you know, always be closing, right? ABCs and like if whatever you're doing is not producing an income somehow, then you're wasting time. And it's like, what about taking care of your soul though? Right? What about taking care of our well-being? Because what good does it do if the what it was Jesus that said it. What good does it do a man to rule the whole world if he loses his soul in the process, you know? Like, we need to take care of our mental health, our psychological well-being, you know, make sure we're good. That way we can go out into the world and conquer, you know, our goals, not anybody, you know. Don't go out there and, you know, like Conan the Barbarian, you know, hear the lamentation of the world women and drive them from their lands, you know. But yeah, I'm talking about like crushing your goals, you know, and things like that. But yeah, you can't always, you know, I think it's all about balance, because then you can't just always be, I can't always just be out there fishing and camping and hunting and, you know, with my bow and arrow. Because I have to find a way to sustain myself, and also I have two daughters and I got child support. I don't want to go to jail, you know, like this baby face wouldn't make it. I wouldn't last long in jail. Somebody would make me their bitch, like immediately, probably the first day, you know what I'm saying? Like I would last a day. Fresh on the market, you talking about? Okay, moving on. But yeah, I just, you know, don't get me wrong, I still feel tired though, even though I'm making time to enjoy hobbies during the day. You know, even if it's just all I have time to do is walk my dogs, like tonight, you know, when I get home, it's gonna be like 7. I'm stuck in traffic right now. It's probably gonna be like 7 when I get home, 7 p.m., you know, so then I gotta walk my dogs, feed them, make sure they're okay, you know, get something to eat myself. You know, I think I'm gonna get another board at Home Depot and start working on my next bow. I made one, but I took too much wood off, and so now it's super light. It's like super light. I mean, oh, almost like a toy bow, but it's, you know, all wood, handcrafted, you know, handmade longbow. So I'm still proud of it, but and I still gotta finish it. But it's just, man, I took off way too much wood, so I want to get another board and start over and do another one, and not take so much wood off this time. So it's a little more sturdy, you know, a little more weight to it. When I pull the string back, I don't want it to feel like a little toy bow. But it's good for a beginner. It's good, you know. So I'm still gonna keep it, and I'm gonna back it with rawhide. And that backing it with rawhide just simply means gluing rawhide to the face of the bow, you know, to the part of the bow that faces out when I hold it. They call that the back of the bow, and the inside of the bow that bends and, you know, that faces me when I hold it, that's called the belly of the bow. Anyways, it's just gluing strips of rawhide to the back of the bow, to that face of the bow. And not only is that gonna make it stronger, and so hopefully it'll add a little more weight, a little more draw weight. When I pull the string back, it'll have a little more resistance. But also it'll help strengthen those limbs as well, so less chance of it breaking after, you know, using it for a while, wear and tear. You know, my last bow that I made broke that way, so I'm gonna back it with rawhide, so it'll be a little heavier than it is now, hopefully. And then I ordered a snake skin, artificial snake skin, and online, and it's on its way. So I'm thinking this next bow that I make, I'm gonna back it with the artificial snake skin, so that has snake skin on the front of the, you know, yeah, the front of the bow, the face of the bow. Oh man, it's gonna be badass. Anyways, but all of this, you know, still it takes energy going out there fishing. Oh, I still gotta hike around the lake and everything. It takes energy, so I'm tired. It's just I'm not burnt out. You know, I'm not like in where you get to that place where you just feel numb. You just feel like you're just on autopilot all the time. You're just go, 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 pushing, pushing, pushing. And you're just on the grind every day, just grinding it. And I don't, you know, like I'm not there. Even though I'm tired, you know, I don't feel like I'm just trying to get through the day each day. It's like today I groomed two dogs today, two different places, like two different homes, and I kind of like that sometimes rather than both dogs being in the same house, because it's kind of like a 3 4 hour workout. My shoulders, oh, my arms, my shoulders, and I'm just, that repetitive action, brushing, brushing, combing, and drying them, washing them, and then doing the haircut. It's just all this repetitive motion, and you're on your feet for 3 4 hours working on this dog. Your shoulders hurt for like 3 4 hours, and then once I put the dog down, and I'm all, I'm done with the dog, and it feels so amazing. You feel so rewarded. It's like, wow, look at that dog. I did that. Oh man, but then it's like, here comes the next one. Like, oh shoot. Okay, let me just take a deep breath, and do this. But it's nice though when you can get in the car. Like, you clean up, you pack up and everything, you get in the car, and then even if it's, just a short drive, just driving to that next home, you kind of get that reset, And it's a little, I don't know, I kind of like it a little bit better, but also the perks of, both the dogs being in one house. There is a pro, because you're not spending as much gas. You're usually done a little bit earlier because you don't have to travel to another house. You don't have to break down and set up again. So there are pros. There's pros and cons to both. But anyways, oh man, I feel lucky though, because how many people get to do what they want to do every day for their job? Like, I do feel so lucky that I do something that I want to do. This is a job that I created for myself, pretty much, because it is a business on paper, June the Groomer LLC, but it's really just a job, because it's not like I can sell June the Groomer. You know what I'm saying? When I'm done, when I'm ready to hang it up and retire, there's nothing to sell. I don't have a business, and it doesn't run without me. It's something that I have to do every day. I have to show up every day and work. Otherwise, there's no income. And that's called a job, not a business. And so I know that I have a job, not a business. I don't try to delude myself or kid myself, but it is a job that I've created for myself. I've made for myself, and it's a job that I get to do. And I have freedom. I get to schedule my days. I get to work with who I want to. I get to fire people that I don't want to work with anymore. I answer to myself. I don't know. I like it. I because I'm an artist. I value my freedom. So I really do feel lucky. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, maybe it is because I'm 41. I do feel tired though sometimes, just old and tired. This morning, yeah, every morning it just feels like, oh man, why does this bed feel so comfortable when I wake up? You know what I'm saying? Why couldn't it have felt like this when I laid in bed last night? I would have jumped in bed for this feeling, But it's like, oh, why does it have to be when you wake up? It's like, oh, the bed feels so delicious, so warm, so comfortable. Like, I just don't want to get out. I don't want to get up, Like, I just, oh my God, I could just lay here, Oh my goodness. But then this morning I had to fart. Well, I felt like I had to fart, right? So I tried to push it out, and my back popped. My lower back popped. Boom, boom. And I was like, oh shoot. Oh man. Anyways, oh, I should have known better than to, like, try to fart laying in my bed. I knew I should have gotten up and out of bed before I tried farting. That was just laziness on my part. But anyways, I do. I was like, wow, this is 40, My back pops when I try to fart while I'm laying on my side in bed. Anyways, let's see here. What else? What else? I mean, so far that's been it. That's been my new year so far. I mean, I've been working, just working like crazy. Oh yeah, I'm going to Orlando this weekend, actually. Crazy. I'm flying down to Orlando to groom that crazy dog, Charlie. She's been on my YouTube channel before. She is wild. I mean, she is like psychotic, nuts. Her owners, man, they have like the hearts of saints. So much patience with this dog. And the crazy thing is, this dog, she pulls her punches with her owner. And I don't even know how, because she's in this crazed frenzy mode and she's just wild, red zone, just on this attack. And she bites down hard, dude. She clamps down. I mean, she didn't come to play. You know what I'm saying? She can't, she plays, she's playing for keeps. She's gonna take that finger home with her. But when it's her owner's fingers though, she just kind of like, ah, and just kind of gnaws at it, just kind of, you know, but she doesn't bite down. I have to wear gloves because with my fingers, she clams down and she's trying to, oh, she's trying to break it off, son. You know what I'm talking about? Oh man. And once I realized she's serious, I put on some welding gloves. You know what I'm talking about? You understand me? I was like, oh wow, she's serious. Like she's playing for keeps. So yeah, I wear welding gloves when I groom her. It's crazy, man. But yeah, it's just there's no getting through to her. They've tried so many other methods and ways, but I mean it's either me or they have to sedate her. And they have, because I haven't groomed her since the pandemic started because coronavirus. They live in Orlando, you know, Florida, and you know, Florida. It's been on the news. They're crazy. They're crazy down there. They play it by their own rules. You know, talking about they don't care, man. They don't give up. what mask? You know what I'm saying? What coronavirus? You talk about corona with lime, son? Here, I'll take two. You know, that's how it is down there. So it was going crazy at one point when we did have a plane ticket scheduled and everything. We just re decided to reschedule because the numbers were just spiking. It was going crazy last year. So we canceled and then and now we finally rescheduled. And yeah, I have both my vaccines. I have my vaccination card. Yeah, I mean, and I'm gonna mask up. I ordered the coronavirus test, because now it's free, I guess. One of my clients sent me the link and I went ahead and ordered, and each order contains four tests. So I was like, perfect, you know, my mom and my brother can use one. But yeah, I ordered the test so I can test myself, make sure I'm negative. Trying to be safe, you know, trying to be safe out there because you know, I hear that there's this new Omicron variant that everybody's getting. Everybody's, you know, catching this Omicron version of the coronavirus. And but they're saying that it's not that lethal, right? It's not as deadly as the other ones, like the Delta variant. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. You're talking to the wrong guy. You know what I'm saying? Scientists, like what? No, I'm talking about, I don't know. But I am fascinated. I am fascinated by astronomy, astrology, astronomy and astrology, I guess. All anything to do with the stars, I'm all about that. You know, the universe, the galaxy. Anyways, yeah, what else is going on? That's, I guess, about it. I mean, oh yeah, the last weekend of this month, I'm gonna go pick up my daughters because it is my birthday next month. I'm turning 41, so have my daughters with me to celebrate. That's gonna be nice. But yeah, other than that, yeah, just trying to live more honestly, trying to be more honest with myself and others. Talking about honesty, oh my God. Here's the thing, though. I keep reminding myself of Dr. Wayne Dyer. He says, when you have the opportunity to be right or to be kind, always choose kind. And I had to remind myself of that last night. Last night was my mom's birthday, January 18th. We had dinner last night. And we went to this Korean barbecue place. I love Korean barbecue. Who doesn't, right? Anyways, my brother, we usually get this combination. Is like a beef combination. You get all different cuts of beef, and it's $150. Great deal in my opinion, great value. But my brother keeps insisting that it's cheaper and it's better. You get more meat if you just order it, a la carte. Order each cut, the cuts that you want, just off the menu, instead of getting the combo deal. And so we're like, all right, whatever, So he orders two of these very thinly sliced beef and two orders of ribs, the seasoned ribs with the bone in it. Anyways, I'm looking at the menu. It's like about 30, $40 per order. So he just made four orders, and so that's about $150 probably, with tax and everything. And I'm like, I mean, we would have gotten more with the combo, and it's $150, but I didn't say anything. And but he keeps saying, oh, it's not even gonna be $80. It's not even gonna be $80. This is way cheaper. And I'm like, all right, we'll see, And I'm not gonna, because I don't even want to argue. I don't want to argue with, especially with idiots anymore. Why waste my time, right? Like Ralph Waldo Emerson says, don't wrestle with the pig, because the pig loves it, and you end up getting dirty. You end up getting dirty, possibly hurt. And the pig loves it. You didn't do yourself any favors. You just did the pig all the favors, because the pig wants to roll around the mud with you. It wants to get dirty. It wants to hurt you. And so, yeah, now I just, I'm like, well, whatever, And so then the bill comes out. And I kept telling, I kept telling my mom, I'll pay for it. I got it, And he's like, no, I'll get it. I'll get it. And then he like when we're leaving, he's like, I can't believe it, that like it's gotten so much more expensive, so it came out to be $170. I didn't say anything. I was thinking, like, how much did you think it was gonna come out to be? Like what in the world, Like it was like $170, and then he was like, but it's still cheaper than the combo. And my mom was like, the combo is $150. And I didn't say anything, but I was just like, yeah, I mean, what are you talking about? And he was like, no, the combo is $250 now. And I was like, what? That's when I finally said something. I was like, what? I was like, the combo is not 200. He was like, yeah, the combo is $250 now. And he was like, I saw it on the menu price. They raised it. He was like, the prices of everything has just gone up. I was like, whatever. And so while I was walking my dogs, I looked up on my phone their menu, and they have their menu, like pictures of their menu on Google. And so I showed, well, I mean, I saw the picture of the combination B that we usually get, the beef combination, and it's $150. I mean, even the C combination is like $150. So I was about to show it to my mom, because my brother and my mom were going on a walk in the opposite direction, so I ran into them, and I was gonna show my mom, but I didn't say anything, and I was like, I'll see you guys at home, I didn't say anything, because why, right? I know he's a liar, and it's like my older brother, man, it's like he can't even help it, he can't help himself, and I just realized that. It used to really upset me and bother me, it's like, stop lying, why do you have to lie, it's like, because he's a liar, liars lie. That's why we call them liars. I realize it's naive of me to expect anything different. He's a liar. Liars lie. But yeah, I mean, I just, maybe that's why the truth matters so much to me. Maybe that's why, honesty matters a lot. I just can't stand it when people lie. Because just growing up with my brother and witnessing that kind of behavior my whole life. And before I would have shown my mom, because, he's lying, but for what though? You know what I'm saying? My mom probably even knows that he's lying, but she just lets it go. I'm gonna let it go. Why bring it up? Why? Again, Dr. Wayne Dyer was right. Now that I'm getting 40 years old, in my old age, I'm starting to realize, yeah. Prove myself right for what? Everyone's gonna hate me. My mom is gonna be all upset with me. Like, why did you have to bring that up? Why did you have to prove him wrong? Couldn't you just let that go? And then my brother's gonna be all upset, you know, especially because because nobody likes to feel like look embarrassed, right? Be embarrassed. So yeah, I mean, it's like for what? Ruffle feathers for what? You know, so I just let it go, whatever. You know, at least for me, I know that he was lying. You know, obviously on their Google page or their website, they would have let people know, hey, we raised the price 100 by 100 bucks. You know, you don't. That's not something that you just get away with, you know, and nobody says anything. You know what I'm saying? Like you go to a place and it's usually 150 bucks, but then all of a sudden it's 250 bucks and they didn't even care to mention it or anything until you paid the bill. Like, no, man. I mean, anybody would have thrown a fit. Come on. Like that's gonna really fly. Anyways, oh man. Just the thing is, I realize I don't have to say anything. I don't have to do anything because he knows he's lying. He's lying. You know, he knows he lies. And that's got to do something to him inside too. You know, it's like, is it any wonder why when he's at home all day long, he has the TV going, some movie or something, sitcom or series playing on the TV and the big screen. Then he has something like SportsCenter or something playing on his tablet, something on YouTube. And then he's playing his Nintendo Switch on another screen, you know, and something. It's like, wow, all at once, so many distractions all day long. I wonder why. Because if he has to sit with himself alone in the room, in his own room, with his own thoughts, I'm sure it's got to be tough to reconcile with all of the unnecessary lies that he tells. He has to come to terms with all of that. And it's easier just to avoid. And these days it's so easy to because we had so many distractions. He's got his TV, his tablet, and his other screen, his Switch, and all this shit going on all at the same time, you know? Yeah. Why would you need to deal with any of your guilt? You know? Anyways, I try not to judge him though, man. It's my brother. What are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? He's been that way his whole life. I'm not gonna change him. Who's gonna change him? Who's gonna fix him? You know, nobody. Once I realized how hard it was to control myself and to change my own character, to change the flaws in my own character. Wow, so difficult. Then I realized, yeah, it's impossible for any to try to do it for anybody else. And why waste my time? You know, I got a lot to work on in me, you know? So unless he wants to change and he actually wants to put in the work, he's never gonna change. And that's cool. What am I gonna do about that? You know, nothing. Instead of wasting time wishing he was different, it's better for me to just understand who he is, you know, recognize his patterns of behavior, and that way I can plan around it better in the future. You know what I'm saying? You know, just plan for it. Just expect it. But yeah, I mean, just for me, starting this year in 2022, I'm gonna be more honest. But I'm also going to try to be more kind so that, you know, being honest, I think, doesn't mean proving myself right all the time and showing my mom, look, see, I just pulled this up on Google. Look at that. He's a lucky liar, you know? And then, like, you know, confronting him right to his face and say, why the fuck you lie about shit like this all the time? You know, like, look, instead of doing that, I'm just letting it go. You know, have a good night, guys. I'll see you at home. You know, much better. So that's what I'm trying to do this year. And I do. I feel different, man. I feel like a different person. You know, I feel like a new me. You know, 40s. You know what I'm saying? This is my 40s. It's now or never. You know, I gotta go and be who I want to be, do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Become the kind of person I'm destined to become, you know what I'm talking about, son? You understand me? No, I was kidding. But anyways, I hope everybody is having a great day. Hope everyone's having a great month, a great new year so far. And yeah, let's just try to be more kind to one another. You know, hey, people are who they are. They're gonna do what they're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Instead of judging them or making them feel bad or trying to embarrass them or anything, they're not gonna change. No matter how much you try to point out what they did, you know, if there was even a possibility that someone says, "Oh, you know what? Thank you so much for pointing that out to me. I really appreciate that. You know, it is something I probably need to work on." You know, no, man. Very few people have that kind of self-awareness and, you know, like that kind of self-control where they can respond that way when you point out what they did. Nah, man. Most people are not gonna thank you and be like that. You know, thank you so much. Wow, that is something I need to work on. You know, I didn't realize. Thank you. No, man. Most people are gonna be like, well, you're so perfect. You know, so why bother? You know, that's just where I am. Maybe I'm wrong. That's just my opinion. But anyways, I hope everybody is having a great new year. 2022, baby. Let's get it. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.